Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin. We begin in the second line with Sif Yud Aleph. We've been talking about various halachos of Tchum, and today we're going to discuss if you borrow something from somebody, whose Tchum does it have, the owner or the person who's borrowing it? Then the Mechaber begins, Sif Yud Aleph. Hashoel Kli Mechaver Me'erev Yontif. If you borrow utensils, some sort of a Kli from your friend on Erev Yontif. So then, Afilu Lo Lekocho Aralayla. Even though you didn't actually take possession of it, you didn't acquire it in pure halacha until Yontif already has started, until the nighttime, nevertheless, Harehu Kiragle Hashoel. The Tchum for that item is the person who's borrowing it, Tchum, and not the person who owns it. But if you borrowed it from him actually on Yontif, you didn't tell him about it beforehand, and you just asked him on Yontif, can you borrow it? So then, even though you regularly borrow items from this person on Yontif, even that item, then since he didn't expect necessarily to give it to you, he retains it for himself, and therefore it will have the tchum of the owner and not of the person who borrows it on Yontif. Again, there's nothing wrong if the person who borrows it carries it throughout the area of the tchum of the person who owns it. That's not the problem. It's just if they have different tchum, so then he can only use the tchum of the original owner in this situation and not his tchum, the borrower's tchum. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Chavav. He tells us, Hainu, Av Shlomo Shachah Kli Me'erev Yontif. In the first situation where he borrowed it on Erev Yontif. So it was before Yontif started that the borrower says, I'm going to please borrow your utensil, and the person who owns it says, no problem. Umidina La Birshu Se'adayin. Even though he hasn't made a kinyan on it, it's technically not in his rishus. Nevertheless, the halach is mikomakom kivin shiv tichul ashilo. Since the person who owns it said, sure, you can have it. He promised it to him me'erev yontif before yontif started. In this situation, hamido birishuse ben ashmoshus le'inyan kinyas erev. Therefore, halachically speaking, it is going to belong to the borrower during the start of the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, and therefore be in his possession halachically, even though it's not technically in his possession. So from the tchum point of view, it will be in the borrower's tchum and not in the owner's tchum. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, however, if he said, can I please borrow it, but he didn't get an answer, and he doesn't know whether the owner is going to lend it to him or not, then Tosus and the Rash Bar bring down, if he wants to make sure that it's his, and he'll have his tchum, so he has to actually take possession of it before Yontif starts, and it wouldn't be enough that he asked him for it. In that situation, he has to take possession for it, or the person says, I definitely will give it to you. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, So let's say you borrowed it from somebody. Yontif is Tuesday night, Wednesday, and you asked to have it, and you borrowed it on Tuesday afternoon before Yontif starts, so it's in your tchum now, the person who's borrowing it. But then you return it on Wednesday. So now it goes back to the owner. So in this situation, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if he told the owner, I'm going to return it to you on Wednesday morning, on Yontif morning, so then they're like shutvim on it, and you're only allowed to carry it in an area where their tchumim overlap. But if it wasn't expected that he would get it back, even though you return it back to him, it retains the tchum over here of the borrower and doesn't return to the tchum of the owner or share an overlapping tchum because he wasn't expecting to get it back. Sivkot and Chavzayin, the Mishpur explains the case where even though he normally borrows from him, he didn't actually go and borrow it on Erev Yontif. He only borrows it on Yontif, so then it goes like the tchum of the owner. The reason is, even though he often borrows from him, we don't say that it's in the borrower's rishus. Why? Because the kivan, the lo osi levakish v'meno b'yodjom, because he didn't ask for it before Yontif started. Therefore, the owner thought, maybe he found somebody else to borrow from and he's not going to borrow it from me, and therefore I will, in fact, keep this for myself. And this is based upon the Gemara. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ha'isha shesholo michaverto mayim umelach liisosa, v'tavlin likderosa biyontif. A woman here borrows some ingredients, either some salt and water for her dough, or she borrows some spices for her dishes that she's cooking on yontif. In this situation, where can you carry this cooked dish to? Does it follow the tchum of the owner, the woman over here, or the one that she borrowed the spices or the salt and water from? So the Mechaber tells us, Ha'isa v'tavshil, the dough and the dish over here, kiragli shteim. They're restricted to the tchum of overlap between the person who owned the mayim, the melach, and the tavlin, and the woman who is making the dough over here, or the dish. In other words, it can only be brought to places where both of them would be allowed to go. Again, if they have the same Erev, none of this is a question. It's when they have different Erev Tichumim over here that we have a Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavches, the same thing applies within Mayim u'melach l'kderasa. It would also apply if you put salt and water into the dish. It's not specifically about the dough. And Dershu footnote number 26 has a discussion over here. Is it true, the same halacha, for something that is ma'akev the isa as for something that's not ma'akev the isa? It's essential for the isa or not? So ayin and Dershu footnote number 26 for this discussion. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Chavtes. In this situation, the dough or the cooked dish will only be allowed to go kirag l'shteim, where both of them can go. V'ena rasha l'holicha isa v'tavshu kiim b'mokum sh'shteim yesh lehen rishus lelech. As I mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, you can only go to an area where the tchumim overlap. Why? Kivin shenis arib o'dover shekono shvitzo eitz alacher. Because there are ingredients over here that are, in fact, from the other person, and therefore it has to be able to go where both people can go, only the area where they overlap. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chof Aleph, tells us an important question from the Gemara, and he says, the Gemara asks, Makshin anala lebato mayim umelach ligabi iso. Why aren't the salt and the water considered subordinate to the dough, and the dough is the critical thing? And the Gemara there gives a number of terutzim, which we can see two of them in Dershu footnote number 27. The first one is from Rava, who says, Kivan shem letavlin, since they're there for specifically to spice and taste it, make it tasty, so therefore you can't say it's subordinate. And Rav Ashi is a teretz, Shamayim nechshavim l'dover sheish l'matirin, sheino batel. Since you'll be able to go and use this in a permissible way, fully carry it wherever you want, the after yontif, so it's considered a dover sheish l'matirin. Why use it in a non-permissible way when you'll be able to use it in a permissible way, and therefore it's not considered batel? Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lo kach mechavero b'yontov gacheles. If you took a coal from your friend on yontif, so the coal has substance to it, and it will be in the tchum of the owner of the coal, so lo yolichena elo kirag lehenosin. So you have to keep that coal to only be allowed to be brought anywhere that the original owner was able to bring that coal, in other words, within the tchum of the original owner. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed, the whole of Yesh Bamamish, since this coal is a mamish type of a thing, it's not a flickering flame, as we'll see in a moment, it's an actual substantive item, therefore, harehi kishar hakelim, therefore, it falls within the category of utensils of the owner, and the owner's tchum will be incumbent upon all of his utensils as well. However, the Mechaber continues, Avalam hidlik ner o eitz mishal hevis chavero, if you'd like a match or a flame from your friend's flame, so now the flame is not considered something substantive. So you can't say, I'm restricted with this flame to where his flame could go, but in fact, harehu kirag lezeh shehidlik, the person who lit this is allowed to bring this flame wherever his tchum allows him to bring it. He's not restricted to the tchum of the original owner of the flame. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the whole since Shashal Heves Ein B'mamish, a flame is not a substantive item, and therefore Lo Chol Oleh Shvisas Bo'Oleh, it doesn't constitute a keli of the owner. It doesn't therefore get the shvisa of the owner, and therefore the person who takes this flame and lights another flame with it is allowed to take the flame, not the candle, but the flame that he transferred to his candle. He can bring his candle to anywhere where his tchum is allowed to go. Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Bor Shel Yochid, a private individual well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Beis, for example, we're talking here about Bimayim, Mechunosim, Mimei Gishomim, Oshlogim, Mairi. We're talking here about a well that was filled up with rainwater, or it filled up with melted snow. It doesn't have an internal spring underneath it. Because the Ilu Biber Mayim Novim Kimo Beiro Shalonim, because if this was actual well water with flowing springs underneath it, creating the water in this well, then the din would be different. Afshu Shel Yochid, even though it belongs to an individual, whoever fills up from it would be allowed to bring it to their tchum. Harehu kirag lehamamali. Whoever fills up the water from such a spring would be allowed to bring it within his tchum. But if it's a collection basin, for example, of rain or melted snow, so then it retains the ownership of the bor of the owner over here because it's a bor yochid. And this will be discussed further in a moment. Ukmo shekosev b'siv sha'achaseh. So the Mechaber tells us this bor shel yochid harehu kirag lebo'olav. So this goes by the tchum of the owner of this bor, this collecting basin for rainwater or snow that melted. Mishmur explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, v'emile mihem acher, and if somebody else does fill up water from this pit over here. En yochol olicho rak lemokum shebaolav molicho. He can only carry this water to any place that the owner of this pit is allowed to go carry. In other words, within the tchum of that owner. The erev baolav lemizrach. And for argument's sake, if the owner of the pit had made a tchum, his focal point, 2,000 amos to the Mizrach side of this pit, so he cannot move 1 inch to the west of the pit. He only has 4,000 amos, 2,000 to his focal point, and another 2,000 east from that point. Then the person who fills up from this pit, likewise, is restricted to that area. He wouldn't be able to go west even one step, just like the owner is not allowed to go west even one step. So that's for the Bar Shel Yochid. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vishel Oso Ha'ir, if you have a well that belongs to the entire city, the equivalent over here of a Bar Shel Yochid, but it belongs to the entire city, so then the people of that city, Shel Oso Ha'ir, Kiragli Anshi Oso Ha'ir, they are allowed to carry the water to wherever the people in that city can go and carry the water. Mishnah explains in Sivkot Lamed Daled, the emile enish achrina the lav mehai masa. If somebody from another town were to fill it up, lamotzi mafik eloka kolir, he's only allowed to bring it within the area of where the city can carry it, where the city's tchum is, and not with his own personal tchum. Because the ilo eruvu klal, if they didn't make any eruv tchumim at all, so the molech apayim l'chulruch. So then wherever his focal point is, he gets to walk around 2,000 amos in all directions, as we've learned already. The e eruv chad mibneo ir l'mizruch, and even if one of the people of the city made his own personal eruv to the east of the city, 2,000 amos, osro lov shelo yeyochol l'talto l'chulruch el apayim ir l'mizruch. Then this person from the city who made his eruv outside the city to the east, so he would ruin it for the guests from the other town, and wouldn't allow that person, yochol l'talto l'chulruch el apayim ir l'mizruch. He would only be allowed to carry it in between the middle focal point of the city and the 2,000 amos to the Mizrach of the city. Would only be able to carry in that 2,000 amah area because he's restricted by the combined joint Erev of that person and the rest of the people of the city. But this is only talking about B'chozeh B'inah Shachrina. This is only talking about a person from another city. Avu B'nei Ha'ir, all the people of that city aren't ruined by somebody from that city changing his own personal tchum. Kol echad yochol laholich l'makum she'erev. Every person is allowed to bring the water from this city well, this city bar, to wherever they can personally go. Kemo gavi chavish shel yayim b'sefiyot, as we learned in yesterday's shir, because we retroactively say breir over here. And likewise, v'chem imne suddenly echad she'eno b'ne'ir, if somebody from the city gave it to somebody not from the city, then yochol lalichon keragli ha'nosein, then it would retain the rights of the nosein, the person who gave it to him, and not the person who is giving it to. Finally, Mechaber concludes Sif Yodalit by saying, Vishal Hefker, if the bar doesn't belong to anybody, Kirag Lehem Mali. Then if you find the bar in the middle of nowhere, so then you can go and follow whoever is filling it up. They get to follow with that water that person's tchum. The Mishnah explains in Sif Kotan Lamed Hey, they call Mide de Hefkera, anything that is from a Hefker place doesn't have a tchum, and Man de Magbele Koni, and whoever picks it up acquires it, and it follows his tchum then. And we say, we now retroactively can determine that during the period of time in Benesh Moshos, when something acquires its Erev, its Tchum, the Lahai Gavra Chazi, it was really eligible or ready for that person, and we retroactively view it as if it's in his Tchum. And this is true, even if he takes the remainder of the water after he used the water for himself, he gives it to somebody else, the water still halachically follows his tchum and not their tchum. Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Naharos Hamoshlim, you have running rivers, or Mayanos Hanovim, or wells that are filled with water coming up from the ground, even though they're in the same well, and the well isn't traveling like a river does. And the river we're talking about, it doesn't have its own source, it's just flowing water. In both of these scenarios, Hare Heim Kirag Lehamali, whoever fills up water from either this river or this well, is allowed to carry it to wherever his tchum allows him to take it. The Mishnah explains as if Kot Lamed Vav, Afal Pishei Novim, even though the rivers don't have their own flow coming into the river. The river is flowing, but it's not coming up from an underground stream, for example. Vanovim, in this the spring over here, even though it's not flowing beyond the well, it's staying within the well, but it's constantly percolating, so to say, within the well. So both of these situations, the water is called water that's moving, and this has the halachic status of being following the person who draws it. It will follow that person's tchum, as the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, afilu einam hefker. This is talking about even if it's not hefker. For example, kigon shashayochem le'ezeir o liyochid. This well with the spring water in it or this river that's flowing over here belongs to either a city or to an individual. Nevertheless, the person who fills up water from this well or river, the water he draws out follows his trum and not the trum of the city or the yochid that owns it. Why is that? Vatam, the Mishmur says, is the kivan the naidi, since it's moving about over here, this water from the spring is coming up and moving about, percolating within the well, or it's flowing in the river. Lo kanu shvisa etzel baleim. So we don't view that water as having had a set trum according to the owner of this well or river. And therefore it follows the trum of the person who fills it up. Only when he picks it up does it get a shvisa, does it get a trum. Because only at that point is it uprooted from the ground, either from the flowing river or from the spring well. And Rashi is brought down by the Shaar HaTzion in Os Chav Ches as saying, Mayim Hanovim Gan Kein Bichlal Naidihu. This water that's flowing over here is considered moving about, even though it's not flowing beyond the well. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, V'afim Ein HaMayim Zormim Mehaber HaChutza. We're talking here where it doesn't flow outside the well. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim brings down, Kivin Shebuchol Rega Boy Mayim Chayim Chadashim, because it's constantly percolating and going up from the bottom of the spring, Afim Mayim Sha'omdim Bebe'er Misarvim Ve'enu Kon. Even the water that's on the top of the well over here is constantly being recirculated, and therefore none of it is considered being kona shvisa. Only when a person draws it does it now have a tchum. Chaba continues and he tells us, "Hayu boyim michutz latchum l'toch hatchum." If the water came from outside the person's tchum, and now it flows within the tchum of that person, so it's a river that's flowing. It originally was 4,000 amos away, let's say, outside his tchum, and now it's within his tchum. It's within his 2,000 amos. Is he allowed to fill up the water from there? Mamalin mehem b'Shabbos. The Chaba says, "Yes, he can." The ain tzarich lomar b'yontif. You can do this even on Shabbos, and certainly then you can do it on yontif. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, because this flowing water didn't get a trum, it didn't get a space. Even though it was outside of his trum, but since it was moving, it doesn't kona shvisa until he draws it. He draws it, it's now within his trum, and it follows his trum. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Gishamim hayardim me'erev yontif, smuchim le'er, if rain falls on Erev Yontif, near the city, certainly if it fell within the city itself, so heim kiragli anshi osoir, it halachically has the trum of the people in that city because it fell before Yontif. Why? Vatam, mishum da anshi oir, somchu dai tomalayu, because they expected to have it, it already landed before Yontif. However, avo kishiard be Yontif, if the rain fell on Yontif, harehim kiragli hemamali, then wherever it fell into this well, this pit, so then whoever fills it up, draws the water from it, it follows that person's trum and not the trum of the city. The reason why there's a difference over here between rains that fell on Yontif and rains that fell on Erev Yontif, so Dirshu footnote number 32 brings down from Rekiva Eger, Kishiyardu be'Erev Yontif, when they fell Erev Yontif, Konu Shviso Kiragli Anshiya, they're already considered acquired by the people of the city because they had their das on it, and therefore it follows their trum. But when it falls on Yontif, it never really had a kinyan of the Shvisa, it doesn't have a trum, and therefore it is not considered as it belongs to any one person, and it will therefore belong to the person who fills up from that pit or well. Siv Tezayin, the Mechaber writes, Milei Mayim Mibor Shel Hefker, if somebody filled up water from a pit that belonged to nobody, but he did it Litzor Chaveru, he did it for his friend, so Reuven fills it up for Shimon. Harehim Kiraglei Hamamali, the water over here follows the Trum of Reuven and not the Trum of Shimon. Why is that? The Mishmur explains in Siv Kotlan Lamites, Af Achar Shemesorim L'Yodo. This is true, even after he handed it over to Shimon, so we don't say it now changed from Reuven's Trum to Shimon's Trum. Why is that? Batam, the Af, the Kaima Law, even though we normally have a rule, Hamagbi Mitzil Chaveru Kona Chaveru, if I pick up something for my friend, so he acquires it, even though I picked it up, but I picked it up for him, so he acquires it, that's only Hainu Mishon Migu, the Zochi L'Navshe, Zochi Nam L'Chaveru. That's because I can acquire it for myself, so therefore I can acquire it for my friend. Since he's only really getting it, Shimon, in this situation, because of the koch of Reuven, therefore it has the trum of Reuven. However, the Mechaber says not everybody agrees with this, and he says, Ein the bir halacha over here, dibro maschol, Litzora Chavero, Harehem Kiragle Hamamali. And at the conclusion of this Bir Aloch, he writes, Alke Mistavra Livsok Shaloki Dere Mechaber. He says, we paskin like these other poskim over here that argue with the Mechaber, and that in fact it goes like the Trum of Shimon, and not like the Trum of Reuven who filled it up, but like the Trum of Shimon who was filled up for. And this is especially true once he hands it over to Shimon.
Mishabur continues and writes, V'dadim abor mayim hayushal shutus umile letzorach shutfo. And certainly, if Reuven and Shimon owned this jointly, and Reuven filled it up for Shimon, then everybody would agree, L'kuli yamu karag l'mish n'smalo b'shulo, then it would have Shimon's tchum. Shari michel konasen lo, because it belonged to Shimon. D'rad rabon and kaim alei d'yesh brer, because of the retroactive principle of brer that we spoke about yesterday, share, v'eno zoha klal michelik rishon, and therefore it never really was in Reuven's possession at all. It always was, at least retroactively, clearly picked up for Shimon, and therefore it has Shimon's tchum. With that, we conclude today's shir.